Eastern War between Germany and Russia. Germany invaded Russia in order to head off communism, as enemies of communism. Nazis were enemies of communism. Communism killed hundreds of millions. Hitler allegedly killed 6 million Jews. It's untrue. It's just not true. It's a fabrication. That so-called Holocaust is quite simply a fabrication. You can spend a couple of hours on the internet, and if you seek out the revisionists, the best revisionists, you'll see all the evidence points one way and all of the emotion points in the other way. The emotion fully backs 6 million Jews wickedly killed in gas chambers by the Nazis. Ooh. All the emotions on one side, all the evidence is on the other. How on earth in a couple of years do you cremate 6 million corpses? It's not possible. With the number of gas ovens that they had at the most in at Auschwitz or anywhere, the evidence is just absolutely against every time. But minds no longer run on evidence. People's minds today are gone. They watch soap operas and TV. It's all emotion, emotion, emotion. And then the Holocaust is true. Or it seems truth is then defined by emotion. What makes me feel chocolate is true. What makes me feel uncomfortable because it goes against what I think is not necessarily true or untrue. What does truth depend on? It depends on the evidence. Who still today has minds that run on evidence? Not many. People's minds, people don't think. They don't want to think. And quite honestly, they're incapable of thinking. And guess what? Their education today is made so that they won't think. In the old days, you used to learn logic, and you used to learn arguments, and you used to so on. Today, no longer. No, 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 no. You're taught to run on emotion. People run on emotion, and then they cannot understand how the Holocaust is not true, because they're judging by emotion. But if you want to know whether the Holocaust is true or not, go by the evidence. Look up the evidence, and you'll see. If you've got a half a brain in your head, you'll see in a short space of time that the Holocaust is quite simply a fabrication. 6 million gassed. There wasn't one deadly gas chamber. There wasn't one gas chamber in Nazi Germany which was killing human beings. Not one. What there was in the concentration camps were disinfection chambers, where Cyclone B gas was used to delouse clothing of prisoners as they came into the camps. That there was. That there is the evidence for. The evidence of the prussic acid is a blue stain in the concrete. Of these disinfection chambers, that you find. That is evidence. In the walls, it's evidence. But in the walls of the alleged gas chambers, often built after the war, it's a fabrication. Sheer fabrication. But that's the stupidity of modern man. Modern man thinks he's so smart. He's got so many universities. Everybody now goes to university, and everybody becomes stupid at these modern universities. Who can deny it? I said that yesterday, I think, that you come out of these modern universities with a degree in a circular shape, colored black, with two ears on top. They're Mickey Mouse degrees. In these modern universities. They're not universities at all. They're the appearance of universities without the substance or reality. The whole of the modern world is appearances. Appearances inherited from yesterday of a world that's disappearing and gone. It's been emptied out by those who have been clever enough to fool the masses. And we know who those are who are clever enough to fool the masses. And the masses want to be fooled because they don't want God. So anybody who will lie to them cleverly enough to get rid of God, they will like and they will follow. That's what you've got today. And that's why we've got COVID. Because COVID is a classic case of appearances without the reality. The propaganda is relentless, day after day after day, and it's lying, lying, lying all the time about how many that are in the hospitals, what they're in the hospitals for, what does them good in the hospitals, and so on and so on and so on. They're put in the hospitals on ventilators and they're killed. They're put onto ivermectin, and within a few hours they start feeling better. But they are told the exact opposite. Ivermectin is banned, and ventilators become obligatory for people shoved into the hospitals because of allegedly COVID. It's absolutely wicked what is going on. And the people are too stupid to realize, because they've been served up a stupid education. And they have wanted a stupid education because they don't want God. Think about it. Think about it. It's war on God. Modern man wages morning, noon, and night war on Almighty God. Well, God is not mocked, nor is he fooled. And he's coming back. Watch out.